Defender of Jefferson might point out that the manumission or liberating of slaves was illegal in Jefferson's time, and that Jefferson did try to legalize manumission when he served in the Virginia legislature. In addition, after writing the Declaration, Jefferson drafted a constitution for Virginia in which he called for the gradual eradication of slavery in his native state. A critic of Jefferson, however, might point out that Jefferson did not hesitate to advertise for the recapture of a runaway slave, and that his magnificent estate at Monticello, a work of many years, was built with the labor of slaves. Ultimately, there is little we can do to erase the blemish of slaveholding from the record of Thomas Jefferson. We must live with it, as we hope Jefferson did, uncomfortably. After graduating from the College of William and Mary in 1762, Jefferson studied law and was admitted to the bar in 1767. His interests, like his reading, were varied and intense. Jefferson's keen mind traversed over philosophy, law, architecture, history, music. The list is quite astonishing. Perhaps more than any other American of his day, Thomas Jefferson was a model of the 18th century Enlightenment. Jefferson served in the Virginia legislature for 6 years, beginning in 1769. In 1774, he wrote A Summary View of the Rights of British America, which proved to be second in importance only to the Declaration among his political writings. This pamphlet is useful in understanding the evolution of Jefferson's ideas. By 1774, many Americans supported resistance to parliamentary measures they considered unjust, but few Americans, especially in Virginia,